We live in a world filled with anxiety. There is stress and there is worry that just seems to surround us. Sometimes that can come into our spiritual perspective as well. Are there times that you have been worried about your salvation? Does it seem that sometimes anxiety just fills you, that you're concerned you're just not going to make it? I mean, is God really going to fulfill His promises that He's given us? Yes, He is. We don't have to be worried and overly anxious about the promises of God. So we want to put worry aside. We want to put anxious care aside and focus for a moment on our spiritual security. We can have security. We don't have to be anxious. We don't have to be filled with worry. And so I'd like to go through a couple of ideas here that will help us to combat that anxiety when it attacks us and it seems unrelenting. A couple of important things to think about when it comes to the fact that we're concerned and worried that we just might not make it. We're worried about our salvation. Now, here's an important thing to keep in mind. Number one, God's perspective is He is merciful. God is merciful. He loves mercy. He can't wait to give us mercy. And this concept is spoken of over and over and over again throughout Scripture. I'll just give you one example of the amazing nature of God's mercy. It's found in Ephesians, and this particular one is in chapter 2, verse 4. Chapter 2, verse 4. Here's what it says. But God, who is rich in mercy because of His great love with which He loved us. I love the image that paints. You know, if God pulls out His wallet, what's He got in it for us? He's got mercy. He extends mercy to us. He is rich. He's overflowing with mercy. So when we have worries and fears and doubts, when those are challenging our faith, God plays that wonderful card of mercy, and that is presented before us. And so that should be able to help dissuade our anxiety. And so God is loving to be merciful. It's His very nature. He's overflowing with it. Now, there's also a second concept. Here's a second concept when it comes to when we're full of anxiety, when we're worried about our salvation. One of the things that we do need to keep in mind is that God promises, He promises a lot of things, but here's one thing that's important. God promises to save. Or if we were to say it a different way, God promises salvation. God promises to rescue us. And He does this over and over and over again throughout Scripture. There's a powerful passage in 1 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 4. 1 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 4, here's what it says. It says, "This is good and acceptable in sight of God, our Savior." Actually, that's verse 3. Then verse 4 says this, "Who desires all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth." Do you ever get that feeling that God's got it out for you? That God doesn't have your best interest at heart? That, you know, does God really care? I'm worried, I'm fearful that, you know, I've repented, but I still feel guilty. You see, those things aren't from God. God's intent is something that is good, and He desires you. Don't just think of it as God desires all men, you know, to be saved. He desires you to be saved. That's God's perspective. That's His desire. That's His want. That's what He wants to take. He can't wait to save you. That's God's perspective. And so when you begin to think about that, that should help you to put that anxiety aside, to put that worry aside, and really begin to see God's very nature, because He certainly is a God of mercy, and He certainly is a God that wants to save. He wants to save you. We'll continue this series on our next BT Daily. We'll see you then.